Hey, pterodactyl crew. It's your boy, Sam. Probably the shittiest DM of all time, you know. You might be wondering, where can I get some really cool miniatures at a great price? Well, I'll tell you, you fucking goof. Head on down to Eldritch Foundry for some awesome custom minis. You want a guy with an axe? Boom, they got axes. You want some elf-looking dude with a wand? Bada boom, bada bing, they got the fucking wand. What can I say? You want some big-ass armor dude? They got that shit too, it's all there. I don't know why I was using that voice. Anyways, our promo code is BUCKET, just like for Only Crits, and this one gets you 15% off your whole order. Holy crap! Again, that's promo code BUCKET for 15% off your whole order. Hell yeah, man. Go check out Eldritch Foundry, man, and get yourself some minis. That's good shit. Again, that's promo code BUCKET for 15% off.
Ladies, gentlemen, and those not restricted by binary definitions of gender, welcome to the ad spot for Into the Grid. Ladies, gentlemen, and those not restricted by binary definitions of gender, welcome to the ad spot for Into the Grid, another actual play D&D podcast similar in goofs and tone to role-playing and role-playing. Come check us out if you want to follow along with the audio misadventures of the GRU. You can find us wherever major podcasts are sold, as well as not sold. This is for free. And provided, podcasts are provided for free. It's a service we do for you. You're welcome. You can also find us on Twitter at Into the Gridge. Gridge is spelled like fridge, but with a G. Now, without further ado, enjoy this episode of Role Playing and Role Playing.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Nicodemus. Last we left our heroes, they had journeyed into the Honeylamp Tower via Woggle's digging underneath it. They then met with House Honeylamp and organized an attack on Ulf the Firehammer. Now, the party is going to use subterfuge to break in to the Citadel. What will happen to our heroes this time? Welcome to the Ringbear Chronicles.
You guys reach the bottom. You're walking out. Sam says, "Have a nice day." It doesn't even look up. And you get to the front doors. And, yeah, you see a chief guard. It's this big Goliath dude.
Hey, Cletus.
Yes?
Where can I find some purple pineapples around here?
Well, I reckon I'll, talk to you about that in private, yeah?
Sounds fantastic.
And he kind of, like, takes you aside and has, like, guards form, like, a phalanx around you.
Right, so what be the situation?
Alright, so, you're already pretending to be Firehammer guards, right? So, we want you to take us, pretend we're prisoners, into the Citadel.
Right, the good old classic prisoner ruse, yeah?
Yes.
Right. Alright, well, probably gonna have to put some cuffs on you.
It's perfectly fine.
Gonna leave them unlocked, so most likely you're gonna have to keep them clamped down yourself.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great.
Right, so you need some sort of weapon concealed or something like that?
Sam, can I have a dagger attachment?
As, like, an arm? Well, what he's implying is, like, do you need us to take your weapons so we can throw them at you when the battle begins?
Oh, yes. That sounds like a good idea, but to leave the armor on, I guess? Because that'd be too much of a problem.
Roy, it takes donning a dwarf in this shit is not a pinch, you know?
No, especially if you're sweaty.
Right, it's
just sticks.
It's more humid around here, these parts here.
Oh, yeah.
God, I don't even know what the fuck I'm trying to say anymore.
Let's get trucking.
Yep. Yeah, Cletus kind of is like,
Right, so we can make a public arrest right here, or we can do shackle you up inside and take you out to the Citadel, right? And introduce you to Ulfda, yeah?
Probably keep it low key.
Right. Let's go inside then. Get you all set up.
Do we have a way to signal to shit, it's written down on my Google Docs, but to the Roswell people to do the thing?
We can retcon and say that you like figured a signal out for, I mean, Tamros is back at the inn. You could have like Kalesh run to go tell him or something.
That sounds like a fantastic idea.
All right, yeah. Kalesh starts to run down the street.
Yeah, Kalesh doesn't need to be right on.
What?
Yeah, that's a great idea. I'm just talking to myself.
Okay. Yeah, Kalesh runs down the street. And he's like, do you want to wait for me to come back, or are you guys going to do this?
Be useful to have you here. Yeah. What does everyone else think?
Yeah, it's always good having a bard around.
Indeed. We can wait, I think, as long as we're within the territory and surrounded by guards, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, we can just hang out inside the tower until you get back.
All right. Yes. Yeah. Clutch runs off. And probably, like, 25-ish minutes pass. And soon you start to hear, like, distant rumbling across the city and like screams.
Wait, Sam?
Yeah?
Is 25 minutes enough time to train?
No! Okay, the reason why you can't train is because you literally fought an entire contingent of guards yesterday, Lopus. You can't train. This is the thing we set in stone at the beginning. You can't train after you battle, right? You have to take a day of rest.
Yep.
I'm just doing it to irritate you.
God
sorry.
Damn it, Lo. I'm kidding. I love you. I love
I
you.
Will make
kisses.
It back to you.
Kisses.
Kisses.
Mwah. 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 But yeah, you cannot train. Fuck you.
I will make tea for everyone.
You want to make tea? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah. A quick little energy surge before we get locked up.
Gonna go with black tea then.
Oh.
Pretty sure it has more caffeine. Ogar would know.
Yeah, for sure he would. Are you, are you making, like, a health potion tea?
I mean, I feel like I already have that made. This is just, like, a tea. It's not really that special, unless you want to make it special.
No, I don't.
Just like, no, fuck you.
No, fuck you. You're already powerful enough with your stupid health tea. But, yeah, the rumbling just gets louder. You hear, like, screams coming from the distance. Like, you start to hear clangs of metal. And Kalesh is, like, running back, like, covered in sweat. And he's like, if you can't tell, they did it.
Cool, let's go.
All right. You guys get all shackled up. Well, not really. You guys can easily break out of the stuff without any issue. But it's all a ruse. So, you... are so Cletus is like
right, ready to get on down to the tower Citadel.
Sure, yeah, let's go.
Right then.
And he's like, and he kind of like yells at people in the street to move, which is easy because he is massive. And people part for this supposed contingent of fire hammer troops escorting prisoners to the Citadel. And you guys don't need to make perception checks because you notice that there seems to be other Firehammer troops running around. And they seem to be fighting some civilians who have like these weird kind of pamphlets that say like, down with Firehammer and the tyranny will not last. And Woggles, one blows into your face with the wind, and you read at the bottom, it says, brought to you by the Church of Roswell.
Nice.
And yeah, it's chaos. You guys are rushed to the Citadel. And the Citadel is the crown jewel of Acrustia. And it is a massive, almost like an obelisk. Just this huge, sheer kind of tower-like thing with arrow slits along every edge. Incredibly defensible. And at the top, instead of like a pyramid, there sits a palace in itself. And as you are brought into like this elevator of sorts, it ratchets its way up floor after floor. And Augur, you remember this elevator. You've taken it so many times in your life. But now the Windblade banners are gone. They've been replaced with the red and gray of the Firehammer clan. And it continues to move up and up until finally you get to the palace proper. And the throne room itself is empty at the moment. There are just a couple of aides. But outside, in a very well shaded section of the courtyard, on a raised dais, sits Ulf de Firehammer. And Cletus, leads you all to Ulfda. Says,
"Right, we found someone named Augur Silvergrass stirring up dissent in the public and what have you."
And you see Ulfda, and her eyes, now Augur, it makes so much sense now. Her yellow eyes that seem to glint in the light fixate on you with this just incalculable hunger. And she looks directly at you, and her own guards are kind of standing like defensively around her, and she's like,
No, this is all good. I will talk to him.
And she gets up off of her dais and walks over to you.
"So, Augur Silvergrass, what are you doing back in Acrustia?"
"Sightseeing."
"Now, you are not in position to make any sorts of jokes, Augur. Why have you come here? I thought I exiled you."
"I am here, Ulfda, because the people have suffered long enough under the rule of various clans who just seek to grab power from one another endlessly. I am here because you have took more than you were given."
"Augur, you and I, we have done this dance for a long time, no? You, me, we are people of action. We desire what we want, and we will do what we need to get it, be it power or the affection of rulers. You and I are the same, Augur Silvergrass. And this war between clans will never end. And this throne of Acrustia that I rest upon, this throne made of the bones of countless wars, a throne made of thousands of lives lost in our little dance for power, I sit on a bone of your sins, Augur Silvergrass. Your sins and mine."
"Then let it burn with the rest of us. Ulf the Firehammer, I challenge you to a tea-making contest."
All right, I'm stunned. I am like, as the DM, I'm fucking stunned right now.
Yeah, what?
That was brilliant.
What?
"You said she's been getting into tea lately.
Will she accept?"
I am not a prideful person, Augur. I will accept this duel. Bring out the implements.
And the guards just kind of look at each other like, what the fuck is happening? And the servants run out to go get tea-making supplies. And they bring back these two tables. And on the tables, there are many implements for making tea. So, we will not know who wins this contest. We need a judge of some sort, some impartial third party. Who do you suggest that we appoint to such a high honor?
I'm pretty impartial.
I see you are in chains.
Okay, you know what? Just pretend I didn't say anything.
I will not. I will refer to you as Dumb Bald Man with Goggles.
Oh my god.
They're called the Woggles Goggles.
Oh, you are just sinking lower and lower, my friend. Augur, who do you propose we choose as a judge for this little jovial contest?
I look her straight in the eyes, and knowing that this is a gamble, I will say, Kryn Waterhand.
No. Because I just got one of these little pamphlets, and you see her, like, kind of leaf through a pamphlet. It says that the houses all support a revolution, and I do not think impartiality will be coming from the Waterhands.
Then who do you suggest?
Well, I do not have anyone specific in mind, but perhaps we can be honest with each other.
Oh?
Yes, I drink your tea. You drink my tea, and we will see.
Sounds fair to me.
Out of game?
Yeah.
Okay, Andy, you have poison, right?
Guys, we're dwarves.
Yeah, that's not gonna...
That's not gonna do shit. Poison doesn't work and she's probably a vampire.
Yeah.
Poison doesn't work against vampires.
Oh no.
Vampires.
The fact there's that she's so a dwarvish game, vampire well dwarves are resistant to poison, yep. And they have advantage against saves against being poisoned. It is very and they usually have high cons, so it's very difficult to poison a dwarf.
All right.
That's why they drink so much alcohol. All
right, we'll just throw that out the window.
vampires are also undead, so odds are she would have stuff against that. So literally no. I have one idea, and I think it's kind of funny that I'm going to go with.
All right. What's your idea?
I am going to make... I'm going to make a really savory tea.
Mm-hmm.
With a little bite of sweet just at the beginning of the taste, but that's, like, mostly savory. And to build onto that savory, I'm going to use, you know, a variety of, like, it's probably going to be, like, a black tea base. And I'm going to include a few spices to make it a little better, including garlic.
Okay, well, to be fair, there's no way she would have included garlic anywhere near her person in the palace.
I mean, I have a portable tea set.
That has garlic in it?
You're right, that's a good point.
That has garlic in it? I'm not going to allow
I have that. Cook's utensils.
I'm not going to allow you to fucking carry in garlic on your person. There's no way.
I'm just going to make the best tea I can think of.
Yeah, I'm letting you challenge her to a tea-making thing. I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, you have garlic? For sure. 100%. While you're at it, you have a wooden stake. Go ahead and kill her right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, you do not have garlic, and nor would Ulfta. She would probably not allow it anywhere near her. Go ahead and... fuck, what is a tea-making check? God.
Do a couple checks for every part of the tea-making process.
I agree. I think we should make this a whole-ass event. And I will let everyone else in the party do whatever they want. Well, obviously, while still...
Train.
No, fuck!
Thank you for saying that, Alex.
God damn it, I walked right into that. Alright, go ahead and train. Keep your numbers in mind. No. You could do anything that you could do while restrained. So, if you can think of something that you could probably do, or just kind of... If you have, like, an idea or something like that, please pitch it to me.
Sam?
Oh, yeah?
What material is my quarterstaff made out of? It's a magical ring staff. What material is it? Is it wood?
It's a very strong wood.
So, like, if I were to summon an ice knife and try and sharpen it into a stake, you think that would work?
Like, behind your back? Like, I'm good.
I don't know. You know, she's busy. I'm just fucking...
The guards, there are other guards in the room besides the ones that brought you guys in. Like, she has her own personal guard.
Yeah, but it's a good thing they're all entranced by the tea-making.
Oh, of course. Yeah, exactly. I almost forgot about the incredibly entrancing tea-making. No, these wouldn't be good guards if they weren't monitoring prisoners making makeshift stakes. I'm sorry. It's a good thought. You could not do that with a quarterstaff behind your back, non-conspicuously.
Well thought, I'd ask.
Was a good thought. They don't know she's a vampire, right?
No, they're aware. Her personal guard. The entire place is like shaded.
It's like Palpatine's personal guard. They know he's Palpatine.
It's like the Red Guards.
They have
these guys are clearly loyalty. These guys are clearly in on it. You know.
They know everything. Yeah. But they're loyal.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the vibe we get. I'm not gonna have an insight check for that. You guys can probably gauge that these guys know that Alfta is indeed a vampire. Because they spend all their time with her. Yes.
So making the tea, Olgar will need like, will he need like ability stuff? Is that gonna be how the tea is going to be judged?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you think I could get, what's my proximity to him? Do you think I could get close to him to touch him?
Here's what I'll say. If you make a really good sleight of hand or deception check, and kind of like fall forward and like touch his leg, like by accident, like you, oh, I'm so clumsy, and you fall over and touch him by accident. If you roll well on that, I will let, what are you trying to cast a spell? What are you trying to?
I'm trying to do guidance to give him a boost in abilities.
Is guidance touch?
Yes.
I thought it.
I think it is, but I think it only lasts a round.
I would allow it to, oh no, it's concentration up to a minute. And it is touch. So, yeah. You know what, Sean? I will definitely allow that. Go ahead. You can either make sleight of hand or deception to fall forward and touch him, like, on the foot.
Okay.
like an oopsie.
Ah, damn it. 6. Never mind.
Okay, yeah. You fall forward, you do not touch him, you miss, and you look like an idiot.
Well, I already am one, so that doesn't do anything for me.
Are you okay? What are you doing this for?
Yeah, Cletus stands you back up. He's like, well, what you doing, boy?
Sorry, heat stroke.
Very topical.
Yeah, seriously.
Heat stroke in a shaded room.
Yeah, I will let you try that again for the second check if you'd like. But okay. For now, no. If anyone else would like to do anything sneaky, now is the time. If that's not the case.
This isn't sneaky, but can Woggles just sit down and meditate?
Yes. Are you trying to do anything specific with your meditation?
Literally, no. I just want to meditate, control my breathing, slow my heart rate.
Yeah.
You know,
go
ahead. Get calm.
Go ahead, roll a D100. I'm feeling real nice. I'm feeling real nice.
You're really feeling these D100s today.
I'm feeling them percentile die.
Alright, that is a 29.
Okay. Yeah, you have a nice meditation session.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Augur, the first part of making tea is something that I don't understand, and neither do you. So let's just claim that it's a part of making tea. And actually, let's look at a WikiHow article that says how to make tea.
I mean, you heat up water and then you put a bag in there. But there's, if you're doing it like a fancy way, there's like extra steps you can do, I guess.
All right, cool. So go ahead and you're gonna do the fancy stuff though. You want to win this.
Yeah. Actually, can my first check be a history check?
Yes, it can.
To recall certain culinary habits used in like Firehammer lands.
Ooh.
So like the kinds of tea she would have had when she was growing up.
Oh, you're gonna try to ratatouille. Yeah.
I'm gonna try and ratatouille her.
Beautiful.
I'm gonna do it.
I'm not gonna give you advantage on this one just because you did not grow up in Firehammer lands, but I will. Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally history check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a +0 to that.
But that's a nat 20, oh, baby! Oh, oh.
Ratatouille in the house! Woo woo! Yeah.
Oh my god, that's the best one to get a nat 20 on.
Yeah, you as a not certified, but tea master, let's be honest here. You know that in Firehammer lands, they like their stuff a little spicy. Like a little bit of a kick in their tea.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that there's a special kind of spice that only kind of grows, like it's like a spice kind of plant, you know, like the seeds. And it mm-hmm. only grows in certain areas of like the Firehammer land. So you do have some of that in front of you, a very small amount.
I'm going to use that.
Okay. I'm gonna, what that's gonna do is I'm gonna add, that's gonna be +1 to your final tea making check.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
So, with that in mind, do I know that Ulfda specifically likes a lot of spice?
Yeah, with that fucking nat 20, you know that Ulfda is just a glutton for that spicy pain, that spicy goodness.
Okay. So then I'm also going to include some like citrusy things, like a little bit of juice from like a lemon or something, because I know that usually acids enhance like how much spice is. That's why you shouldn't like drink a Coke if you're feeling a lot of spice, because it'll just make it worse.
Okay.
Fact.
So yeah, citrus would make the spice more intense.
Okay.
Alex with his culinary knowledge. Okay.
So I'm gonna do some of that.
What's that?
I'm gonna do some of that.
Yeah, you're gonna do some of that? Fuck yeah, you do. You start making that tea. Alright. Round 2 of this tea fight. anyone else? If you have any actions you would like to take covertly, I am all ears.
This is not an action, but as Woggles is meditating, he starts floating in the air.
Sure. Okay, I'll allow it. Why not?
Just not very high, just like slightly off the ground, you know, just in his deep trance.
Does Ulfda notice and it throws her off her rhythm?
She has to roll a 1. Yeah. I'll roll for it. Fuck it. She does not notice. She is so deep in her tea making. She wants to prove herself to one of the only worthy adversaries in her life. One of the few people she's had to cheat against to win.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Dane, do you want to try your stupid ass thing again?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll either sleight of hand or deception.
That's a 12.
12? Okay, yeah. I'll allow you to get that off. So you can cast Guidance.
Okay, that's one.
So yeah, you, Alex, you have 1d4 on your next check. You fall over again. Cleus comes over and is like,
"Rot boy, if I see you fall over one more goddamn
Dorm, I'm gonna bloody kill you, you understand?
I'm good. I just saw my buddy Woggles do all this levitating stuff, and I saw God for a moment, and I passed out. I'm sorry.
Well, he's bloody meditating and floating.
British.
Bruv, this is raw crazy.
Oh, fuck. I can't keep that shit up. Yeah. Anyone else want to do any sneaky covert shit?
Is this the last round or the second to last
Second
round?
To last.
Okay.
Okay. Then we will move on to Alex. Augur. What is Augur doing right now? What stage of the process?
Well, I already created the base and got my map laid out. I think now what I would be doing is probably, like, the base has been brewed, so I'm actually just, like, taste testing and, like, adding in extra ingredients for that oomph, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right. Go ahead and roll a tea-making check. That's gonna be probably wisdom plus proficiency for you.
All right, Stone of Good Luck apply?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so that's a plus 6 then. And that's an 11. Oh, wait, a guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Base 4. 4, so that's 15.
Okay, it's pretty good. All right, the scent is... It smells pretty good. You also kind of smell Ulfda's. Not as good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, final wraparound. Anyone else want to do anything?
If Trevor were to get near him, would it help him?
Trevor?
Yeah, Trevor.
No, that's just
that
saving.
Yeah,
that's
just saving. That's just saving. Okay. Yeah. And yeah, you guys, Trevor would be within 10 feet of Augur.
I will say, mutteringly, but loud enough for people to hear, it's like, man, I sure wish I could just be inspired right now. That would really help, you know.
Okay, yeah, for sure. You suddenly feel inspired as Kalesh taps on the ground in like a rhythm with his feet.
I'm vibing
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, you get a D8 of inspiration.
Yay.
Yeah, does anyone else want to go? I mean, Dane, you can't do the fall over thing again because...
No, I'm well aware now. Yeah, no.
Yeah, so the tea. It's bloody tea time. It's bloody tea time. Wait, oh, what's up?
Sam, can I add in spicy boba?
Spicy boba. That's gonna be a separate check all on its own to kinda to synthesize that. Go ahead and roll a tea making
okay.
check, yeah.
That is a nat 18 plus 6. That's
you
a 24,
make some,
my
you
guy.
You make some nice spicy boba.
Ogre's like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever made.
Some spicy boba. That sounds awful. Like, if I had, like, those hot tamale candies in my fucking tea, I would kill someone.
Yeah, but Ulfda probably has gross, like, taste
That's
preferences.
True.
Oh, wait. She's a vampire. Oh. Can I also make it taste metallic?
Ooh, good call. Yeah, you can. There's no metal around you, though.
I will cut my hand.
Yeah, okay, you cut your hand. You pour some of your own blood in there?
Yes.
Ulfda sees this, and her eyes kind of, like, widen a little bit. yeah, so you're bleeding a little bit, and I'm not gonna have you take any damage if you just, like, kind of cut your palm a little bit, it's fine.
Okay.
And yeah, go ahead. So now is the time for the final T check. I'm gonna roll a d20.
Here's the T.
Here's the fucking T. I'm gonna roll a d20. And Augur, you get to roll a d20 plus a d8 plus 2 because of the extra stuff you got.
Mm-hmm. Is this just a flat roll or team making check?
This is gonna be a team making check.
Okay, so d20, d8, and then I think plus 8 total. So a lot. Woo, with a nat 17? That's a 29.
Wow.
17 plus 4 plus 8.
Well, that beats a 26.
Oh my god, that was way closer than I expected.
She crit. You finish your tea. It smells disgusting. As a spicy citrus blood tea would.
Oh god.
It smells utterly nasty. But you can see Ulfda is like kind of perking up a little bit. And she hands you a cup and she says, well, go ahead and try it.
I will try it.
It's pretty damn good. Like, this is the kind of shit you would make on a good day. Like, her tea has obviously come a long way. She's been practicing a lot. It's this really nice kind of citrusy tea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's pretty good. How much of it do you drink?
Probably all of it.
Okay.
Is it really that good? I mean, can I tell if it's poisoned or anything?
Go ahead and make a... I don't know what kind of check that would be. Give me, like, a con check. I don't think I've ever done one of these before. Give me a con check.
Oh, no. That wasn't another thing. Okay.
Because that's not a thing. Just give me... Yeah,
18. That's an 18.
Something is kind of stinky. It's...
Hey, say, this is actually really good. What did you put in this?
Oh, well, it's a old fire hammer recipe. Lots of citrus and good things. Good for muscles. Good for moving around.
Cool. Is that a blatant lie?
I mean, you can make an insight check.
I would like to.
Yeah, go ahead.
That would be great. That is 13.
Oh, yeah, you don't know. Could be a lie. Could not be a lie.
Okay, then after my first sip, I will gesture for her to take hers.
She takes a sip. And for the first time in your life, you see Ulf the Firehammer shocked. Just like, truly just taken aback. Is she just...
Oh,
go ahead.
I don't want to point out that this is a boba tea, so she's, like, drinking out of a giant straw.
Oh, you get, like, a... Like a nice slurp. But, yeah, she downs it. Even with the boba getting stuck in the straw and everything. She downs it quick. Well, Augur... I know when I have been beat, you are truly the better team maker.
Well, I wouldn't bring yourself down. This is actually much better than I expected it to be. You've come a long way. I'm proud of you.
Do not be throwing such words around, Augur Silvergrass.
I think everyone needs to hear that every now and then.
Perhaps. You see her kind of zone out for a second and then come to. Now, what is it that you want from me, Augur? Why do you come here to waste my time with tea?
Well, for one, I know you're a vampire.
Guilty as charged.
Tool, that's not that cool. Gotta let you know. Not very cool of you. How did that happen, by the way?
There is old ritual that some of the older rulers would use to gain more power, as it were.
Hmm. Well, I think that the Firehammer clan is, I mean, we've all done our share of monstrous things, but I just think that you have gone too far. And I would like for it to for all to come to an end.
And how do you propose that, Augur Silvergrass?
Well, I mean, you could step down. Go exile yourself, never be seen again, as you tried to do to me. You could give up your lands, money. Try and make something new.
Augur, I have sacrificed everything to get to where I am now. I have killed friends. I have killed countrymen. I have done despicable things in the name of power and ambition. I cannot give this up.
Ufta, it's not worth it. I'm tired. Are you not? How can you not be?
I have a new vigor, Augur. It is powered by the blood of those willing to submit to my iron fist.
That's not power. That's a perverted illusion. It's a cheap high. I'm just saying that this doesn't have to end in blood again.
It always ends in blood. You know that better than even I do.
Yes, but that's not going to stop me from trying. Everyone deserves a chance. A shot to try and make something new.
No, they don't.
I just wanted to give you your way out.
I do not deserve a second chance. I do not deserve something new because I've gotten what I've deserved. Power. Fame. Fortune. I have everything, Augur. And you are asking me to give up my life's work. For what? Other people? It is not something I can conceive.
Then, just like long ago, the new Acrustia will be forged in blood once again. Purple pineapple!
You easily get out of your shackles, all of you are able to, and weapons are thrown at you. The guards, well, you're the honey lamp guards draw weapons, as the elite guards draw weapons on them. And everything is still. Tense. Poised on the edge of a razor. As two groups stare directly at each other.
Augur, what do you think I put in your tea?
Not enough.
Roll a constitution saving throw.
All right. Big money, big money, cash money, cash money. That's a nat 20.
Your veins, you watch them go black. And Ulfda seems to, like, kind of grin a little bit. So it seems, and then suddenly they flush back to their normal hue.
What? You... How did...
Magic, bitch! And I try and stab her.
You run forward. Both the grabs. Two weapons appear in her hands. The fire hammer. The wind blade. The two groups of guards begin to clash towards each other.
and the bucket fillers face off against the vampire tyrant of Acrustia.